You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and that means commentator Gary Borders joins us again. This week, Gary shares his experience with thunder, calm cats, barking nervous dogs, and therapy for pups.
Thunderstorms have often rolled into East Texas this summer. The family mutts, Sam and Rosie, are usually sound asleep on one couch or another, their heads resting comfortably on pillows. Those two have the run of the lower floor, sleeping wherever they wish, which usually means on a couch, head propped on a pillow. At the very first peal of thunder, they jump down, run to the window, and start barking. These dogs are not big barkers, thank goodness. Delivery trucks and thunder provoke barking fits from them, though an armed burglar could walk in the door and at worst would be licked into submission. But let the FedEx driver fly through our cul-de-sac and the dogs throw a barking fit. Thunder provokes the same reaction, followed by two medium-sized dogs cowering beneath my feet. Rosie especially can't stand thunder. She shakes and whines pitifully between barks. I believe Sam's reaction is predicated on what his smarter sister's doing. Since Rosie's barking and whining, then he needs to follow suit. Sam is definitely a follower. Meanwhile, Tater and Tot, our two cats, ignore both the thunder and the barking mutts. They also find soft places to sleep, often on the window seat cushions. All four of these critters are rescue animals. Suffice it to say, they won the lottery when adopted by this family of softies. In return, they provide great affection and better entertainment than cable television. Cable is cheaper in the long run compared to vet bills, but not nearly as fulfilling. About a year ago, I invested in a thunder shirt for Rosie. That's just one brand of several on the market. It's a vest that wraps around her body and neck, in effect swaddling her. I was skeptical this $40 purchase would work. The pet store clerk said I could bring it back for a refund if it didn't. It took me about 15 minutes the first time to figure out how to put it on her. Rosie began to lose patience and kept trying to get away so she could bark at the thunder. I finally succeeded in getting it on her correctly. She immediately quit barking and trembling. She settled down on the couch, keeping a watchful eye on the window. Since then, at the first sign of thunder, out comes the vest. Now Rosie leaps up on the couch and ducks her head down so I could put the thunder shirt on her. She stays calm throughout the storm and then joyfully runs around, rubbing her head into the rug once the storm is over and the shirt removed. I decided to research further. Dr. Temple Grandin is a renowned animal science professor and spokesperson for autism. Grandin had self-treated herself when paralyzed by anxiety by swaddling herself on what she called a squeeze machine. It's a version of a cattle chute, and Grandin later adapted the method to handle cattle, lessening their anxiety by eliminating outside distractions. She was one of four authors of an article in the Journal of Veterinary Behavior in 2014 on the effects of the thunder shirt on dogs. A total of 90 pooches were used in an experiment, with some dogs wearing it while others served as a control group. Their conclusion was the shirt indeed works as advertised in lowering heart rates and anxiety, but further study was needed. Their study was not conducted at the behest of the company, according to the disclaimer. Meanwhile, since Rosie's quit barking at thunder, Sam's decided to resume his rightful spot propped on a pillow. The cats yawn, stretch, and go back to sleep when the rain ensues. All is well in the animal kingdom.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.